What's up, geeks? You are now listening to the Beer Buzz Network.
This is the Saison de Beer Geek Tournament semifinal round, episode number 2.
Thank you guys for listening. Cheers. All right, man. What's up, guys? Welcome to Beer Suspense Radio.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just the last 3 days literally have been tough. But before I get too far ahead of myself, welcome to Beer Geek Radio, presented to you by Beer Buzz. I am your host. My name is Brad. Welcome, co-host.
Yeah, this is your anxious co-host, Steven.
This is your, what do you usually say? Thirsty co-host?
Thirsty
co-host.
Horny.
Chris.
Whatever you want to say.
God damn it, man. Killing me.
And thanks to a new idea, as we explained on Monday by our producer, Miss Stephanie Clark, we are doing things a little differently this time, as you heard. We shook it up. We still don't know which beer won on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's going to make tasting these two beers just that much more fun, that much more difficult, stressful, any word you can think of, but you guys don't know either.
Yeah. Yep. By process of elimination, we usually know what beers were going to be in front of us. We just don't know which one is A or B. This time, it still could be it's still going to be two of the four.
Yeah.
You're riding along with us on this journey to Saison Town.
It's a new idea, and I'm pretty stoked. I honestly, not much more to say other than you guys know how this works. True blind taste test. Loser goes home. Winner goes to the finals. We review the appearance, the aroma, the taste, and the overall impression. And we pick a winner. We slide cards. And so we keep that unanimous. And differently this time, we're going to find out which beer won on Monday and which beer is winning today. So we'll know our final matchup. So when we reveal it, you too will know the final matchup. And since the suspense is killing me, I just want to get started.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Enough explaining.
Yeah, my drinking. Headphones.
All right.
I'm leaving.
Drop the mic. All right. Boom. Cheers. This episode of Beer Geek Radio is brought to you by the Los Angeles International Beer Competition. For more information, check them out at www.labeercomp.com. So if your lady friend wanted to stay in tonight and have you two sit on the couch and watch a nice suspenseful movie, because she just wanted to be on the edge of her seat tonight, You can tell her, no, we're listening to Beer Geek Radio because, damn, the suspense is literally killing me. On Monday, we had beer A and beer B. Obviously, beer A won. We still don't even know what two beers those were.
Yeah,
and we don't know what two beers
are.
We don't know what we have
right now either.
Yeah.
We've got, once again, beer A and beer B, and we don't know which. We can't do a process of elimination today because we don't know, and I guess it makes it more honest. Is that the right way to do it?
Sure.
All right. Well,
pure.
Cool.
It keeps us honest. It keeps the listeners honest. It keeps the breweries honest.
You heard our predictions for what we thought beer A and beer B were last on Monday. I think, as you heard me say on record, I thought Chris nailed it. So What we have here now is a whole new set of beer A and beer B. And I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, my butthole is puckered.
Oh, way too much information there.
All right. Well, let's move into the appearance on beer A. Beer A is going crazy for me. Bubbles.
Yep, I can see the bubbles. Oh, yeah.
Bubbles and more bubbles and bubbles of fun.
I can already tell you what it feels like because I accidentally just inhaled it trying to smell it.
Awesome.
Well, like I said, every episode somebody does it. It was me on Monday. Now it's Steven.
I didn't put my nose in it. Like, I accidentally like inhaled the beer.
Yeah. So we have ourselves here a nice, really vibrant gold-colored beer. It's semi-hazy, but not completely opaque. Gorgeous bubbles. This thing is very active. A nice, thick, pillowy white head. I'd say just about a half inch thick, right to the rim of my glass. You won't see me swishing this when we smell it.
Probably about, a 5 or 6 on the SRM. I know you don't have your chart in front of you.
I don't, but I think I've gotten familiar enough with it. I think it's probably about a 5 or 6. So it's right in the mid-level range of about what you'd expect from a Saison. I think it's beautiful to look at. I want to smell it, so let's get to it.
What do we got going on in the aroma?
Nice, funky hops.
Yeah. You definitely get a hop.
Not overbearing.
It really reminds me, I'm getting like a Belgian yeasty ester in there, too.
Yeah, like a Belgian IPA. Almost.
It almost kind of reminds me of a Belgian Golden Ale or a Belgian IPA. I'm getting like a really nice Belgian character.
I know it's not in the tournament, but it's reminiscent to me of Hublin Schoof.
Yeah.
Which is a dry hop Belgian triple.
Right, right. And I'm thinking of, because I work there and I smell this beer all the damn time, but it's reminiscent to me of Mischief from the brewery.
Oh, yeah.
A Belgian dry hop Belgian golden ale. It's really reminiscent for me. It's. I know, obviously, Saisons are a Belgian style, so you guys are like, well, duh. But I don't know. I'm getting a little more out of that this time.
Right, right.
So I'm getting a nice kind of a bitterness, a nice funky, you know.
I wasn't getting any of that, what you just said, but now that I'm actually swirling around, I think it's unleashing the...
You're going to want to create as much agitation on that glass as you can to kind of to give you more of the aroma.
Because now I'm on the same page. I was listening to you guys. I was like,
you guys are stupid.
Know. Yeah, but no, I'm a believer now.
Unleash the beast, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The yeasty beastie.
Yeah, so.
Unleash the yeasty beasties.
My beer is begging me to drink it.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to know.
Mine's softly whispering in my ear.
Mine just put its tongue in my ear.
All right, so cheers. Let's get to it.
Sriracha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
You get like a little, like a slight weird flavor right there, right before you get the aftertaste.
It tastes grain.
Yeah, like it's malty, definitely, but I got a weird kind of a, I don't want to call it an off flavor, but I'm getting a nice funk to it a little bit, some bitterness. It's not dank.
I get bitterness. Yeah, no, it wouldn't be. I wouldn't consider it dank, but there is the bitterness is present.
It definitely has a bitter kick to it.
It does.
Oh yeah,
it does. And I just got a nice like a sweet kind of a fruity character, different than the lemon peel that I got off of beer A last week.
Right.
It's kind of a more of a sweeter fruit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a citrusy coming off the hop, maybe?
Could be. But it almost has maybe it's the citrus fruit playing with the malty sweetness, because like I said, it's more of a sweet fruit to me, like a sweet I don't want to say apple, maybe a pear. Because pears are a little sweeter than apples, but they have a similar consistency.
We did say earlier in this tournament, I completely blank on which beer, but there was a beer that gave us kind of an apple taste.
Yeah, and it was very early on, yeah. I think, too. But I got apple out of it, and I'm getting kind of pear, but I think it's the citrus notes playing with the malty sweetness.
I don't more get the pear. Than I get the apple. I
really?
Get apple.
I'm on my own over here.
Well, I think he said he got pear, too.
I get pear, because it does remind me of apple. Like, we did get an apple cidery flavor out of one of them, but I think what I'm getting now is that apple cider flavor combining with the malt sweetness that this beer provides, and it kind of tastes like a pear because it's sweeter than an apple, but it's reminiscent of that. But I'm digging it. I'm digging it.
It's great. Great. Easy.
Very solid.
Effervescent, light. Definitely one that you could sit outside and in
one thing I'm noticing
80 degree weather.
Go I don't know if you guys are getting this, but the more I drink it, the hotter it is in my mouth.
Hotter like alcohol burn?
Like
yeah,
I was about to ask, really.
Yeah, alcohol burn. Like it's actually really there's a nice little warmth like right at the back of my throat right now. And I would say it's more than just warmth. It's
I haven't gotten that. I haven't gotten that. But that off flavor that I mentioned very briefly in the beginning of my first sip is gone. So that's very – I'm glad for that.
Well, what do you say about before we drink this one like we did beer A on the last one, won't we get to B?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to leave about half a glass so I can give this beer its fair shake. Right off the bat, I think the color and appearance on beer B I'm liking better. Mm-hmm. It's just a little more vibrant.
Yeah. It's reminiscent to beer A.
I think a little more cloudy.
Last episode.
It's. I'm looking at yours from here, and I can actually get a good distance on your glasses, Steven. Your glasses don't have any print on them. Mine do. So in your glasses, B looks cleaner to me. Like a little more hazy, yeah. But more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. I think A is more see-through.
Oh, it
but
is.
They're
definitely.
Both very like a really nice cloudy. Gold color. I'd say 5-6 SRMs.
Both are
Chris,
really
what
active.
Do you think?
Probably a little lighter. I think B is just a slight touch lighter than
yeah, a little lighter,
but definitely more hazy.
Right. And then what about the smell? Not getting a lot of smell.
I'm not either.
The
Hold
smell
on.
I'm getting is different. It's
I get like a.
I'm shaking mine up a little bit.
It takes a couple seconds to get it, but it's like a malt sweetness.
Yeah, it's a malty kind of butteriness almost.
I'm wondering if I compromised my my smell when I inhaled beer A on accident trying to smell it, because
very
I'm not
possible.
Getting anything off of B.
It's now, very small. It's very small. I do want to say that. The smell that I am getting off of this beer is small, so it's not something that's packing a big punch. I'm going to swish mine around a little bit to agitate it and see if I'm getting more. But
which does seem odd, because I know in earlier episodes that we've never had a beer that, you know.
Yeah, we did. We had a beer that was hard to smell.
Yeah, we've had,
but not to the point where it seemed like you weren't smelling anything.
Well, like you said, you inhaled some on the first one. So
true,
maybe it's,
that is
compromised
true.
A little bit.
You guys might be.
And if it's hard to smell already,
I'm just getting the malty sweetness. Yeah. That's really all I'm getting out of it.
A lot of malt.
Yeah,
very sweet.
Yeah,
like almost buttery to me.
Kinda. I'm not getting buttery, but I'm getting just sweet maltiness out of it. That's
starting
all.
Starting to pick up sweet.
All right, but and that's because I'm not offering up much more on the aroma. I say we just get to the taste. That way we have more content.
There's not much to get to in the aroma. So
cheers. It is just not my day right now. And as good as this beer is that I will get into, I just spilled it all.
Really?
Yeah, sweetness in there, isn't it?
That's a really sweet beer. Yeah. That's reminding me of a beer that we kicked out already. A little bit.
Red Barn?
It's reminding me a little bit of Red Barn. A little bit.
Definitely not Red Barn.
No, it's not Red Barn, obviously. But I'm getting more of a sweet kind of a... I'm not getting a lot of funk. Not getting a lot of...
It's just sweet. Yeah,
it's just a sweet beer.
It's like
I know what beer it is. I'm almost positive I know what beer it is.
Okay.
Combining with the fact that I don't know what we did on Monday, beer-wise. I'm not sure what was what. We have our predictions. That's making this harder and more fun. Mm-hmm. But it's throwing me for a loop. Steven, you sound very confident.
You know what? In fact, I predicted one. I gave a couple predictions on the last episode. It's making me rethink. Not rethink. I've already rethought the prediction. I was incorrect.
Yeah.
How he is with
the prairie? He was 99%. He threw up the number 99.
I'm going to say 90.
Okay, I tended to, at the end of the last episode, I said, you know what, I think I was wrong. I think Chris was spot on with his predictions. His predictions, just to remind you, he predicted A was Prairie and B was Tank 7. I think he's right. And if that's the case, I think A today is Opal and I think B is Hennepin.
Yeah,
I'll echo that
prediction.
But the more I drink A, I'm really torn between which is Tank 7 and which is Opal. They're just
right?
such similar beers.
Yeah.
The way I described Hennepin the last time is exactly how I would describe this one. It's pleasant. It's not overbearing. Everything it does is soft, but it does it correctly.
It's not. You know what? It's not. I'm not getting the same softness I got out of it last time, but I am getting everything like is kind of subdued. But it's sweeter this time
really
to me.
It's sweet.
It's not as complex as it was in the quarterfinals.
That I do agree with.
But yeah, it's not doing it for me as much as I was hoping it would, if it is indeed Hennepin, because Hennepin was dynamite in the first round. It was soft, but everything about it worked.
But then again, it could have been because of the matchup.
Hey, I picked DuPont, so.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Now, beer B. It's what word did we use in the last episode? Cloying.
Yes,
cloying.
It is very, it's sweeter than it should be. And the sweetness is starting to mask other potential flavors. Because I'm just getting malty sweetness, a slight Belgian yeast character out of it, not much else.
I mean, it's super accessible. It's super easy to drink.
Yes, that's true.
And a lot of people, when they get into Saisons,
it's really good.
Because of the accessibility, it's one of the first Saisons they try.
Yeah, I think Hennepin was the first Saison I tried. Most people can say that.
If that's the first Saison you try, you're going to love it. Because it is very accessible, but it's not complex.
Well, not today.
Not today. Well, I mean, last time it wasn't really for me either.
Yeah, for me it was. It had several layers of flavor, and it was very soft, but it melded together very nicely. On this one, I'm getting a wall of just, here I am, I'm sweet, I got some Belgian flavor, a tiny bit of funkiness on it, not much. It's not the same beer it was a week or two ago.
I think we're all pretty sure it is.
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
Well, I can say this, though. Now that we honestly don't know these beers, and I'm sure there are going to be people out on the airwaves listening who kind of doubt the integrity of the idea because they're not here in studio to see it, we here, looking at each other dead in our eyes, we know, honestly, we have not seen these bottles. We don't know what they are.
Oh, yeah.
If our predictions are correct, and I predicted wrong, I can't change my pick, really. If our picks are right, what does that say about our ability to remember these beers and how good we are at tasting them? Because we don't know. Yeah. So we weren't able to eliminate.
If we get them right, I mean, then damn.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's really good. Yeah. I mean, but that's why we do this. I mean, we have a lot of experience. We've all drank these beers plenty of times. We've been into beer several years. We've been experienced with Saisons. So, like I said, I said last week, I'm not as experienced as I would like to be, but that don't let that fool you. I've had plenty of great Saisons, and it's definitely an awesome style for this time of year. So I can ramble on like I can ramble on like Led Zeppelin if you want.
Unfortunately, this round isn't as hard as the previous.
Definitely not. I have a winner already.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I have a winner already.
Yeah, it's not difficult. If we want to,
any last words? Because it seems like we're all three of us are going to our cards.
Well, I mean,
my card's on the table. Yeah. As we explained last week. Yeah,
the climax is going to be finding out what all these damn beers are.
We're going to reveal on this episode in just a few moments what two beers are going to the finals. We still, even after last Monday, we don't know what beer won that one. So
yeah.
I'm super stoked. Final predictions. I already am wrong, so I'm just going to go ahead and probably echo what Chris says.
Oh, I'm having a really hard time determining Opal from Tank 7. But, I mean, I'll stand by my prediction from Monday's episode just to make it easier. And I will predict on this episode that A is Opal from Firestone Walker and B is Hennepin from Obregon.
I second that.
After this round, after we've tasted the remaining beers, I'm inclined to agree with you, actually.
Okay. Well, that's so you guys know what our predictions are. This is a new tournament format style for the semifinals. We've never tried this before. It obviously is more suspenseful for us. I hope you guys are enjoying it. If you guys are, let us know, because we will continue to do it.
Yeah, so we said that on the previous episode, but please give us some feedback on it, because we not only do we want to please ourselves, but we want to please you.
Does it work for
you? Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we do this.
If it works for you guys, we'll keep doing it. So, all right, well, we've given our predictions. We've given our reviews of it. It is semi-anticlimactic, which kind of sucks, but hey, that is what it is. Yeah, what do you do? Yeah. We didn't make the beer. So, all right. Well, are you guys ready for the big moment?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's see which letter won this round.
All right. Let's see how this is going to work. Producer Miss Stephanie Clark.
Oh, wait. Oh, we have to figure out which one. We still haven't revealed that.
Yeah, see, this is how much I'm...
We're jumping the gun over here, people.
I think it's because we kind of knew already.
Yeah.
It is unanimous, beer A won. So I think that's kind of where I was going with that. But beer A is the winner. So beer A in both episodes is the winner.
Yeah, beer A in both episodes.
All right.
The curse is broken officially.
I'm ready. I'm ready to know the finals. Are you guys ready to know the finals?
I am. The finals.
Whew. All right. So for those of you out there in Radio Land, the way this is going to work, I have been told by our producer that she is going to just go balls to the wall and show us the results right at the same time for semifinal episode 1 and 2. So we just get it all out there in the open, which one beer A is and which one beer B is for both episodes. I'm ready.
You're going to hear a lot of oohing and aahing, but by the end of it, we will let you know what's on those cards.
I'm right.
I have to show my O face.
All right. All right. So let's see it. You guys ready? 3, 2, one, show it.
What do we got?
Oh wow. No.
What?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, God.
All right, here's what's going on, guys. Episode number one. Beer A was Prairie Ale from Prairie Artisan. Beer B was Firestone Walker's Oval. Episode two, Beer A was Tank 7 from Boulevard. Beer B is Hennepin.
Hennepin.
Omegon.
So your final is Prairie Ale from Prairie Artisan versus Boulevard Tank 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy crap.
That, you know what? Maybe it's because we've just found out both episodes right at the same time, but like I just like a whole sea of information was just given to me, and I'm trying to process it right now.
It's all bottlenecked.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, man, Firestone Walker, Opal, and Tank 7 have a very similar taste profile.
Yes, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. And as Chris, you pointed out, that last in the quarterfinals, we had Tank 7, thought it could be Opal.
Right.
And this time...
We reversed it.
We reversed that. I think I might have redeemed myself even slightly because I thought I said Opal for beer B in episode number one.
Well, you said both of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving. All right, I'm trying to win back some points here.
In my opinion, I'm just gonna say Tank 7 blew Opal out of the water this round.
We didn't try them side by side.
And that's
that.
Yeah, I can't either. I can say this though, as much as I love Opal. And as much as I really, really wanted it to do well in this tournament, when you remove the labels, just honestly, it wasn't as good as I was hoping.
Because you would call yourself a Firestone fanboy, wouldn't you?
I am a Firestone fanboy. I love Firestone Walker. I would bathe myself in almost anything they do. I've constantly said that Firestone Walker doesn't make a bad beer, and I still stand by that.
Right, they don't.
But, wow, Prairie Ale and Tank 7... stellar beers.
Yeah.
Stellar beers. Finalists.
A finalist in this tournament.
So the winner of this tournament is going to be either Tank 7 or Prairie Ale, which was Chris's dark horse.
Yeah. Hey, look at that.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
And for any of you guys out there in social media land that keep calling us California fanboys or California bias, we have two Midwest beers in the final here.
Yep.
We just sent my favorite brewery beer home, and this is Brad talking. We just sent my favorite breweries represent or their candidate home.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, man. I would have loved for them to have won just because they're local to us, semi-local. They're about 3 hours away, but man, but what does that say about Tank 7? It's been around forever. It's always on the shelves.
Yeah.
It comes in both a 750 and a 12-ounce bottle just for convenience, and it gives you choices.
Well, we pass it up because it's so readily available, yeah. I think, and we can get it at any time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've all had it.
We're not immune to the hey, if you can't get a beer all the time, you're going to want to try it.
Right, yeah. Right. I don't think anybody's fully immune to that. But, I mean, man, your final Prairie Ale Tank 7.
I think
that's a very solid representation for a Saison.
I do too.
I'm very pleased with the outcome.
All right, so predictions for what we think is going to be our winner. I know people are probably going to want our pick now.
You already know mine.
Your pick is Prairie.
Yeah. My pick is Tank 7.
My pick is Prairie. It just was so good. Both rounds. Yeah. I mean, both quarter and semifinal rounds. It put up a great showing. Not that Tank 7 didn't,
yeah.
And we'll find out because that's what happens when you match these two great beers up against each other. I like the new format.
I dig it.
I totally dig it because it threw us for a loop.
Yep.
When we were recording. It threw us for a loop when we had the reveal. I think it works out very nicely.
I do too. It left us in suspense. It kept us honest. There was no process of elimination, this and that, yada, yada, yada. I think it's a winner. As long as you fans enjoy it, we'll keep doing it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
All right. Well,
Let us know.
We're going to finalize some plans for the finals and do something nice and fun for you guys out there. But as we said, we want to reiterate that Tank 7 and Prairie Ale is your final in the Saison De Beer Geek tournament. I can't believe it, but they're so damn good. So, all right. For Beer Geek Radio, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is Steven.
And this is an elated Chris. It's been a fun tournament.
All right. We'll see you for the finals, gentlemen. Cheers.